Bob Almanac. Jimmy, are you ready?
Yes, we are. You've been less than overly creative with the sound effects here to start. You've gone with the standard old bellhop bell the first 2 days here.
Yeah, we'll change it up next week. I'm too busy right now.
No. I know you like the town crier bell. I assume that's going to make an appearance at some point in time.
You can count on that, sir.
Today is Friday, August 25th, 237th day of the year, 128 days left to go. 1875, do you know Captain Matthew Webb? Well, he swam from Dover, England to Calais, France. He became the first person to swim the English Channel. It became a big deal. Hey, that's a nice long piece of water, nice little channel. I want to swim it. He did. Did he coat himself in Crisco? That's a good question. And that's a question that I would like to have answered, to be honest.
Yeah, petroleum jelly, I think, at that time.
Oh, that'd be good. Well, yeah, Vaseline. Uh-huh. Now, do you think this guy was in shape? The feat, the swimming of the English Channel, took 22 hours.
Oh, wow.
Of maintaining your buoyancy and staying afloat and at least advancing the other side, towards France.
That's impressive.
1900, German philosopher and poet Friedrich Nietzsche. He died at the age of 55. I got a little Nietzsche here for you. I know you're a big Nietzsche guy. You've got, I believe, several of his quotes all over your office. But this is what Nietzsche once said. He said, "Believe me, the secret of reaping the greatest fruitfulness and the greatest enjoyment from life is to live dangerously."
Well, no wonder Austin Powers lived so well.
Well, that was his middle name. Danger was his middle name,
correct,
as I recall.
Yes.
1916, the National Park Service created. That was pretty important. They're part of the Department of the Interior. Not sure if you knew that.
Uh-oh.
1916. 1944, Paris, France liberated on this day. This was an important part of world history. World War II, Allied forces liberated France. Vive la France, libera. 4 years of German occupation in 1973. A CAT scan was used for the first time. How about that? 1973. Have you ever undergone a CAT scan?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's kind of standard procedure nowadays. 1944 also, somehow that 1973 CAT scan got snuck in there along with the Paris-France liberation. I don't know how that happened. Once again, there will be questions asked and probably a firing, Neil.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Heads will roll.
You know, it's funny, though. There are a lot of businesses out there, especially food service businesses. I know of a few and you know of a few. People don't want to work for them. There are people out there looking for jobs, and they don't want to work for them.
Uh-huh.
So they're like having to close down for days because they don't have cooks and dishwashers and things like that. Nobody wants to do those jobs. And meanwhile, there are people still at home, like getting unemployment or looking for work, but not wanting to do that. You know, there was a month there where 3 months I sold Kirby vacuums because there's nothing else. And I sold Kirby vacuums door to door and made a living at it in the middle of a recession. And we got people out there that aren't willing to take some of these jobs.
I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. Let's go. Let's go, people.
No. Do what you got to do. Go out there and earn a living and help the economy.
I agree.
And get this thing a-moving. But where I'm going with this is the fact that, you know, we fire all these people from the Almanac. They're still lined up to take the job. So, it's like being the court jester for a mean king. If you don't make him laugh, you're heading to the guillotine.
Right.
It's kind of like what we do with the Almanac. 1944 here this day. 1944, also in 44, and also involving World War II, Romania declared war on Germany. This was 1944, and Neil, you might say, well, isn't that kind of late? Well,
yeah.
This is what happened. Now, Romania originally, as you know, was aligned with Germany. They were part of the Axis powers. But then in 44, there was a coup d'etat where the royal family took control of Romania from the fascists. So Romania went back on the side or to the side of the Allies. And on this date, they declared war on Germany, 1944. So if things weren't already bad for Germany, it wasn't looking good. They were going to lose. Then Romania just piled on top of them. They switched sides.
Yeah, that's not a good sign if you're Germany. Thinking, we're already down, and now Now we're down another. It was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. We lost Truman Capote on this date. He is 59 years old, 1984. 1994 this date, the piano man became the divorced man. This date, 1984. Piano Man and the Uptown Girl, bye-bye. Again, he outpunted his coverage. What is she, about 2 feet taller than Billy Joel? But again, a musical genius, right? And gets the lady, but it didn't last. Christie Brinkley, who looks still pretty good. What is she, 60-something?
Oh, for sure. Upper 60s.
Yeah. Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley, Splitsville, 1994. Gary Coleman, the What You Talking About Willis guy from Different Strokes, a show you never watched, and you missed out, and you're a lesser person for it, Neil. Uh-huh. Gary Coleman pleaded innocent to the charge that he hit a woman in a mall after she sought his autograph. Coleman was working as a security guard. Let me tell you, nothing would deter me more from stealing something from the Gap than seeing Gary Coleman guarding that Gap.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just no...
That's terrifying. Right? That's terrifying.
1998. 2001, this was in the news. It was tragic.
Breaking story out of the Bahamas tonight. Authorities have confirmed that R&B singer and actress Aaliyah is among 8 people killed in a plane crash.
Was 2001, that plane crash over the Bahamas. She was only 22 years old and was a superstar. Edward M. Kennedy also died on this date.
I want to express what we feel to those who mourn with us today in this cathedral and around the world.
There he is talking at the eulogy for his brother Robert F. Kennedy. Edward Kennedy died on this date. He was 77. At the time of his death, he was the second longest serving member of the Senate. As well, and part, of course, the Kennedy family. And we also lost Neil Armstrong on this date. 2012, first man to walk on the moon. He was 82 and truly an American hero. Let's move on to birthdays now.
Let's make a deal. And now, here's America's top creator, TV's big dealer, Monty Hall.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you very much. How are you? Good to see you all.
How good was he as the host of Let's Make a Deal? Monty Hall, 96 today. Happy birthday to him. Neil, your thoughts on Monty Hall?
One of the greats, no doubt about it. I love it.
96 today for him. Speaking of one of the greats.
Bond. James Bond.
Can I do something for you, Mr. Bond?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
He's 87 today. He's Sean Connery. Is he your favorite James Bond?
You know, I think most people would say that Sean is their favorite. It's hard to go against Sean Connery. He was a great Bond, no question.
Sean Connery, 87 today. Regis always made a lot of appearances on Letterman.
Now, it actually seems like more than 150, but we looked it up and it's only 150.
But now you're leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
So where does that leave Regis?
I don't care.
Where does that leave Regis? Well, he's 86 today.
I don't care.
Regis, happy birthday. Regis Philbin, I'm out of control. You know, that whole thing. Regis Philbin, happy birthday to him. Him and Kathy Lee and then Kelly Ripa on their little program. Regis still going strong. All kinds of energy at 86.
You think your name's going to be on that plaque?
Yes, sir. That's pretty arrogant, considering the company you're in. Yes, sir.
I like that in the pilot.
He likes that in a pilot. Yes, he's Tom Skerritt from Top Gun. He's 84 today. Happy birthday to Tom Skerritt. Picket Fences also. He was well known for that. I think he won some Emmys for that whole Picket Fence thing. So happy birthday, Tom Skerritt. We have, you work your fingers to the bone. What do you get? You get Raleigh fingers.
Ooh.
He's the Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the great handlebar mustaches ever. It looked like he should have been pitching in the 1880s and not the 1980s, right? He's 71 today. Old Raleigh fingers, happy birthday.
They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
He's got a tongue like a tape measure. Gene Simmons is 68 today. He's from Kiss, of course. Your guy, I'm sure you've already sent him a card.
Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all.
Henry Paul of Blackhawk, 68 today. Send a special happy birthday out to your good friend there, Neil.
I will. I already texted him. I went right to the text.
And, of course, here we're giving away Blackhawk tickets for the Medina. Not, we have that confusion. People go, why are you giving away Blackhawks tickets? This is Minnesota Wild Country. So it's Blackhawk the band, meet and greet. Come here and sign up right now like these fine folks are doing right now. How you doing? Thanks for coming out here today. Big thumbs up to you. They're going to win. I think you're going to win. I like that. I like your handwriting. Happy birthday to Henry Paul. Rob Halford, who was the lead man of Judas Priest, 66. Elvis Costello, 63. Director Tim Burton did a lot of those dark movies. Frankenweenie, Beetlejuice, Ed Wood. He did the Batman when Michael Keaton in 1989 when they redid that. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Tim Burton is 59 today. Here's the Mullet.
It could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on. If you wait too long, you can look out to see.
That's a good one.
Could have been me.
You know, he gets ridiculed, but he had some good songs. There's no doubt about that. Billy Ray Cyrus, and of course, without him, we wouldn't have Miley. I mean, if she wasn't twerking, we probably wouldn't be a free country right now without Miley Cyrus and her twerking. Billy Ray Cyrus, 56. Blair Underwood is 53. He was in L.A. Law. That's probably what I remember him best from.
Yep.
Blair Underwood, 53. Rachel Ray, 49. She's a celebrity chef and talk show host. Claudia Schiffer. The lovely fashion model, Claudia Schiffer. She's thin. She's 47. We've got another great country artist here celebrating today. Happy birthday.
Go ahead and water the lawn. Might give a damn busted.
Jody Messina, 47. You've introduced and interviewed her. You've taken a picture with her with your arm around her. And somehow you were able to resist the urge to give her a little squeeze on the backside, unlike the DJ in Denver. Correct,
right,
Neil?
Yes, you are correct. In fact, I did a Jumbotron interview, and much like the Georgia satellites would tell me, I kept my hands to myself.
Nice, nice work. Jody Messina, 47, and that's all I got. Your turn.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with actor Mel Ferrer. He appeared in several movies. The Sun Also Rises, War and Peace amongst those. He was 1917. The guy who gave us the electric train, the electric model trains. I was not a big train guy. I wished I would have when I was a kid, but I knew a lot of people that had them.
No.
Joshua Lionel Cohen of the Lionel Trains, born on this day back 1877. Do you remember Michael Rennie, perhaps, from a movie?
Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer.
Hmm.
The decision rests with you.
Ooh, that was an ultimatum from the alien Klaatu. The day the Earth stood still, Neil. That, you know, I saw that movie for the first time in its entirety, maybe 5-6 years ago, and even in this era, it is spine tingling, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that is good right there. And it doesn't sound like much of a choice that he really gave him, but there he is, Michael Rennie, born on this day, 1909. Actress and dancer, Ruby Keeler. She appeared in many musicals, including 42nd Street, and my favorite, No, No, Nanette. She was in that. Cartoonist Walt Kelly. You remember Pogo. You were a big Pogo backer, I'm sure, and we read it often.
Oh, I had Pogo underwear.
Pogo underwear. Very nice. Very nice. I was 1913. Yeah. 3 years later, Van Johnson, 1916, from the Kane Mutiny, Brigadoon, and the member of the miniseries Rich Man, Poor Man. He was on that. Composer, conductor, Leonard Bernstein. In addition to being the legendary conductor of the New York Philharmonic, he composed the music for the very popular West Side Story. He was 1918, as was Richard Green. He was opposite... he was like the one of the bad guys, I believe, in The Hound of the Baskervilles with Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes. And former Alabama Governor George Wallace, born on this day, 1919. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.
Indeed.
All right.